inside look at the Carolina Panthers and the National Football League, exclusively at Panthers.com.
It's radio, it's television, and it's on the web. We call it Panthers Pulses. Mike Kraft from Panthers.com, along with Brian Strickland, senior writer from Panthers.com, Max Henson, staff writer from Panthers.com. I actually did that without a script. It's a new day.
You're getting good?
It's a new day. This is like show, what, 500?
Give or
take
20.
We haven't been around that long, have we?
I haven't been around that. Maybe you, how long you guys been doing
this?
We
should look that up, see how many shows we've done.
Yeah, we should. Yeah. We should. Well, we weren't on last week for varying reasons.
Right.
David and Dan were out at the league meeting. Have you guys ever been invited to league meetings?
We don't get invited to those.
I have never been. I don't know what goes on out there. They probably have a lot of fun. Picnics and outings.
Heavy tomatoes out there.
Yeah,
the
anyway.
That's what they call them in California.
Yeah,
right?
Hey, we're too busy here with OTAs going on. And this is the third phase of OTAs going on. Back to business. All right. Look, let's get serious.
Okay.
Here we go.
Third week of the third phase. That's a lot to say in a stand-up. But we call it affectionately summer school. And boy, I tell you, out there on the practice field, a lot of big work going on. We've been following the action on the field. And, I mean, you can really, really see this team taking shape, guys, can't you, right now?
Yeah, I don't want to jinx it. Great weather so far for OTAs, by the way, which helps the cause. But, yeah, I mean, obviously this is really building up. You know, the true capper comes next week with the, and we'll talk about that later, but with the mandatory veterans mini camp. But this is very similar to what you would see next week, and it's all built up to this slowly but surely. You know, it seems like yesterday, but it's been, what, now about 8 weeks ago that guys were back in the building, working out, conditioning, building themselves up, and it looks more and more like a training camp practice as we go along and begin to see cohesiveness build with this new group of guys.
This word of the day, cohesiveness.
That was hard to say.
And Max, speaking of cohesiveness, this camp has really benefited rookies, newcomers, and veterans across the board, haven't
it? Yep, it has. I think one of the more interesting guys to talk to in these OTA sessions have been the guys who were rookies last year, who are now entering that veteran phase, talking to guys like Star Latulia and Kaywan Short, whereas they were the wide-eyed rookies last year, and here they come into year two, and it's just the comfort level is just so different for them. Now it feels like home. They're not as worried about remembering the plays and where to be, and there's just a settling that takes place as they go from year one to year two. So we're starting to see that with some of the young players, obviously, on this team. And for those rookies, this is a time where they're lining up with those veterans for the first time, and that's always a transition. And they try to get, as you said, Brian, the cohesiveness down pat.
Now, practices are closed, so you know the best place to follow all the happenings out at OTAs is right here on Panthers.com, because we get the most in-depth, exposure to camp. So, you know, we'll have some more coming out tomorrow. Today, I'll pick up an interview or two. But when we look at guys, let's talk about Kelvin Benjamin, and I'm going to tell you, our first-round pick, very, very impressive young man. I stood next to him a couple times, and I've never had to look up so much to a receiver. But he signed his contract, which is great, and now improving every day, isn't it, Brian?
Yeah, I mean, he and Trey Turner under contract now. That completes the rookie class, which is obviously good to see. Figured that was pretty much a formality, but still, it's good to see him sign on the dotted line. I don't like to stand beside Kelvin too much. It kind of makes me... I don't know. It makes me feel bad about myself a little bit.
Yeah, he blocks out the sun. But, Max, as you look at him here, that little stud and go there in the red zone, I think that's where he has really, really impressed coaches.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's, again, one of the major reasons why he's here is to do what he's done in college. It's something that he's comfortable with. And, quite honestly, it's something that guys on this roster cannot do. No one is as big as he is. 6'5", 240 pounds. I mean, he brings something to this wide receiver group that nobody else can. And I think you're right, Mike. When they get down in those red zone areas and you don't have that much time and the field is shortened and cramped, you're just going to want to throw it to the big guy. And I think that's something we're going to look forward to seeing.
I've gone back and watched probably every snap of team during OTAs, during summer school, and I am just so impressed with what the Panthers coaching staff is doing. When you look at Coach Shula and what he's doing with these new weapons, and I'm gonna tell you, the offense seems a lot more varied now. Mm-hmm. And this is one of the things we talked about in the offseason, was basically how now the quarterbacks will basically run the play and work the concept more so than trying to find a one-on-one matchup. And it just appears that the offense is free-flowing. They had a great day yesterday. And went back and looked at them on film, and I'm getting excited.
Yeah.
I am getting excited what I'm seeing out there on the field. Because you talked about various formations that they're using, and how that's coming to full.
Yeah, I mean, and one of the specific ones I'm excited about is to see the way they're going to use the tight ends this year. You know, Coach Rivera talked about that a little the other day, and you know, we brought in Ed Dixon, who has a pass catching ability from the Ravens. I'm going to be curious to see him and Greg Olsen on the field at the same time, and what dynamic that create. You remember Jeremy Shockey two or three years ago?
Yeah.
And how worked. It's exciting thinking about, you know, a similar outcome.
Formations, Max.
I mean,
we've seen it all. I know we're not supposed to give away too many high secrets, but, I mean, it'll all be on film in August anyway.
That's true.
But they're formationing up with all these different guys.
Yeah. I mean, because right now there's a lot of options to kind of sort through and figure out what they think works best. And obviously we're in the very early stages of that. Another guy, Mike McNeil, you talked about the tight end position, and another guy who was brought in. I mean, there are D.C. Jefferson. I mean, Brandon Williams, another one. I mean, we're
Brandon
interested
Williams,
to see
yeah.
what is Brandon Williams going to do as he gets even more comfortable in this offense. So you've got a lot of guys who bring a lot of different things to the table, and I think certainly you're giving yourself a chance to be pretty diverse offensively when you've got all those different kind of options. And as you said, Mike, that's exciting. I mean, we haven't seen all this come to be yet. We're waiting to see how it all kind of continues to evolve. But there's a lot of options for this team, especially on the offensive side.
And I know it's T-shirt and shorts, so you don't want to get
right.
overly excited.
Right.
But I will tell you this. When you're going against our defense and you're able to get Luke Kuechly or Thomas Davis to maybe take a half step in the wrong direction and get a playoff, that's saying something, because you're going against every single day, and we'll talk about how this is benefiting a couple of the old linemen who are coming on, going against our defensive line every day and what that means to them. Right now, let's hit our Krispy Kreme Hot Light app question of the day.
All right, let's go to Jason Gronick on Facebook, and as Mikey just said, talking about that defense, question regarding the secondary. Do you think Trey Bossett and Benay Benwickery, the rookie corner, will be used this year with the additions of Deku, Harper, and Godfrey moving to corner? Also, will Robert Lester have more of a role? So, a lot of questions in the secondary trying to sort it all out.
Well, I think one thing we are seeing every day in practice is we're seeing that whole group back there in the backside gelling and coming together. And when you see these guys out there on the field, very quickly you understand why the management went after the guys that they did. And we're talking about Deku and also Harper, and you got guys that have been around the block, and they're bringing a lot to the table, aren't they, Brian?
Yeah, I mean, talked to Steve Wilks a little bit about that the other day, and you know, it is a transition. There's a lot of change back there, a lot of new faces, but they're older guys, and he was just talking about how helpful that is, that you know, these guys have been around the block, even though it's a new team for them. Well, for one thing, they're familiar with the Panthers in the case of all three of them in different ways. Harper and Deku were in
there.
The division before, so certainly that helps. And then Antoine Kayson, at corner, he played under Ron Rivera and Steve Wilks in San Diego. So it's just helping. I mean, I think this will be relatively seamless if you think about how much turnover there's been in the secondary, but I think it'll be a seamless transition because of that veteran leadership.
The funny thing about Thomas Deku and Roman Harper is, and this is something he wrote about, is obviously those two played for the Panthers' biggest rivals in the division. And obviously there's, especially for fans, that's interesting to see. Suddenly now they're wearing Panther blue and black. But it also means they know a lot about this Panther team, because they've been playing them twice a year. They know all about them. And one thing both those guys know is how good that defense is. And they got to watch them up close. And especially if you're playing in the secondary, the one thing both of them made mention of is how good that front seven is. And when you're talking about veterans who have been in this league for a while, they understand that they're going to do their jobs in the back end, and it's going to be made a lot easier by the guys doing theirs up front. And I think they both feel like they can have two really good seasons by just kind of doing their jobs, being assignment sound, and knowing that the quarterback is not going to have very much time to throw because those guys up front are going to get after it. So you can tell both Thomas and Roman are very excited about the opportunity to play behind the defense that they got pretty familiar with over the past few years.
Yeah, I was. It's going to take a little bit getting used to watching Deku. I was kind of hopeful when he came out. I remember seeing him down in Mobile at Senior Bowl, just dating myself. And I was kind of hopeful that we would get him back then, but just to have him now, it's obvious this guy is going to bring a lot to the table. And Harper, I mean, just a wily veteran. And I always say when you're bringing a young group around, it is so, so important to have guys like Harper who can be that steadying influence. And just imagine that group of in the defensive backfield. It's like playing with house money.
Right.
When you got Hardy, Charles Johnson,
oh, yeah.
Lotulelei,
yeah.
Kawan Short, Dwan, you got all those guys in that front seven. And plus, Thomas Davis and Luke Kuechly right now are playing at such a high level. It's phenomenal, guys. If you come there and you watch the end zone version of the practice tape just from camp, I talked about them being a half a step. I mean, really, those guys are rarely out of position. And when they flow to the ball, they move so well. And exchanged a couple emails with our defensive coordinator, Sean McDermott, just about the luxury of having guys who flow to the ball and linebackers who cover up everything, everything. And it's just phenomenal. And our camp watch continues. I mean, a lot of things to watch out there. One of the guys I want you guys to talk about is Nate Chandler. Is he starting to look the part?
Yeah, I mean, I can't be more impressed with what this guy's done. I mean, there was skepticism this time last year, I'd say, when people saw that he was moving from defensive line to offensive line. It kind of seemed like, might as well try it. There's not going to be a space for him on the D-line. Is this just an experiment just because there's not another place for him? And, I mean, look where we are now with this guy. And, you know, he started the last nine games last year at guard. We won, correct me if I'm wrong, eight of those nine games.
Yes, sir.
And he certainly played a role in that. And now, of course, you know, moving to tackle as he's looking to do is going to up the challenge even more. But how could anybody question his ability to make that change given the change he made this time last year?
Yeah. I was going to say, I think one thing, and Mike, you can speak more to this than I can, but it's almost like there is a big cultural change when you become an offensive lineman. It's a special group on any football team. You know, they're so tight-knit, and their jobs are some of the most selfless. I mean, they don't get any of the glory, don't really get any statistics. They're just there to protect the quarterback and help open running lanes. And I think it was a transition period for Nate just to enter that group and go from being a defensive player to suddenly walk into the offensive line room and be accepted by those guys. And I think that's kind of what we're seeing now is he really does seem like he is part of that group now. Last year it was, he's the new guy. Does he know where to step, where to put his hands, the coaches getting on him about it? Because he's got a lot of work to do to become that offensive lineman. But I think we're starting to see him settle in now. And he looks comfortable out there. He looks like a guy who feels like this is where he can not only play, but where he can dominate.
Well, I will tell you, when you sit there, and you're seeing a lot of this going on in college football is where it starts. They're taking tight ends, turning them into tackles. They're taking basketball players who 6'4" would be a marginal shot at making the NBA and turning them into high-priced left tackles, so forth and so on. And you look at Nate, okay, good, great athlete. You know he played defensive end, had played some tight end. So he's got good feet. And here's the thing. Next time you go out on the field, compare his arm length to some of the other guys. And he's got the kind of arm length that you can play against some of these top-flight defensive ends. And he's just got a great attitude. Yep. I mean, what a great young man. Yeah, he's got some things to sharpen up. One thing I looked at on film, hand placement. And really, when you look at NFL offensive linemen, their hand placement, when I say that, when they engage a defensive player, you know, if they have their hands in the proper place, and I'm not going to hit you, bro.
You want to
demonstrate?
Panic.
Well, we are on camera, but I'm not going to give you a hand shiv there. a punch to the solar plexus, which is very important. Plus, you knock that guy's air out. You know, if you can hit him hard enough, you'll stun him.
You guys can continue.
No,
you
know, I'm not going to.
I would love to see that.
Yeah, maybe we'll do that when we do our outside version. We'll do a little in between the lines together and run some power or something. But the bottom line, you get me off my train of thought. The bottom line is there are some things to sharpen up. He has a benefit with Coach Masco, Coach Brown, of having two of the best offensive line minds in the game. Those two are just a great tandem of coaches. Yeah. And he will be up to speed. And I'm telling you, who knows? We could be talking about his throwing his name out in the conversation as one of the elite offensive linemen just because of his physical makeup. Let's hit some more questions there before we go.
Sure. We talked a little bit, obviously, about Kelvin Benjamin before. We've got Casey Dean, Fraze. We're not quite sure,
like,
but
Fraze.
So that's what we're going to
go with. Tomato, tomato.
Yeah.
So we talked about KB, but what about guys like Jason Avant and Jericho Cotchery? How
potato,
are they coming along?
Potato, potato.
Oh,
what was the question? I guess I should be paying attention.
If I ask the questions, you guys got to be ready to answer.
Yeah, right, yeah. Kelvin, what was the question again?
Jeez. All right,
Kelvin
here we go.
Benjamin?
Round two.
I'm sorry.
We've heard about guys like Kelvin Benjamin, obviously, but what about Jason Avant and Jericho Cotchery? Oh, how are they coming along?
Smooth as silk. That's all I got to say.
All right, there you go. There's your answer. Yeah.
Haven't you noticed that?
Yeah, of course. I mean, they're wily vets, right, Mike? They've caught a few passes in their day. They've been through this phase of things a few times. Enjoy talking to those guys, by the way. I mean, it's clear they're going
to
be very good locker room guys immediately. And, you know, I mean, Jericho Cotchery, 10 touchdowns last year, you know? I mean, that people forget that.
I look at Cotchery in much the same way as New England had a guy like Troy Brown.
Yeah.
You know, who's out there setting an example, and Avant, man, I'll tell you, when he runs his route, everything is just so precise, and then effortlessly catching the ball.
Yeah. Have you seen him drop a ball yet? I mean, I don't.
Oh, man. Yeah. You didn't say that. You touched the money.
Well, it's June, right?
Yeah, it's June. So those guys have been doing a great job.
Yeah.
So good question. Also, you know, obviously, we want to talk about Cam real quick, Brian.
Oh,
what
do?
You've seen.
Yeah, I mean,
limited sample.
Well, day one of OTAs, just walking out there and seeing Cam, period, was great to see, because we didn't know realistically if he's going to be on the field other than just standing on the sidelines listening and absorbing what he could. And lo and behold, the first day we see him throwing some on the side, beginning to develop the chemistry with these new guys that we're talking about at receiver. And I'm just very encouraged by that. Coach Rivera didn't want to say officially he's ahead of schedule because he doesn't know what the schedule was, but, you know, I mean, it just gives you complete confidence that come training camp he's going to be ready to roll.
Max, his arm is in mid-season form.
Yep. The arm always appears to be in mid-season form. I mean, we're always seeing him throwing, as we know, in camp practices. Whenever there's a down moment, Cam is going to be throwing with somebody.
Nice.
And I'll say this. I don't think anybody is more happy to see Kelvin Benjamin here than Cam Newton. And those two have developed quite a rapport already off the field. There's a connection there that I think, you know, there was a lot made of drafting a receiver that Cam could grow with, you know, and at this early stage of his career, the two of them, that they could really kind of come together and build a bond. And I think they found that in Kelvin Benjamin. And Cam, while we haven't seen him do too much, we've seen him joking around and smiling with KB, and that's been cool to see.
Let's talk about what's ahead on Panthers.com. Obviously, next week, coverage of minicamp. Next week, officially. Right. I mean, it sort of changes gears, correct?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, for one thing, this is the one thing that's not voluntary throughout the offseason, although, let's be honest, I mean, everybody's here,
right.
So it doesn't make that big of a difference. But, literally every person will be out there next week, so that's a big deal.
And we will be on the rookie and newcomers watch as these guys continue to make progress. All of that and the most in-depth coverage you will find anywhere of any team in the world, in the universe, right here on Panthers.com.
That's
well,
right.
Guys, as always, we promise to stop talking before you stop listening. It's Mike Kraft from Panthers.com, along with the crew, Bryant, Max, Dan on the wheels of steel, Berkeley, and Greg in the control room. And our interns. Can we name them by name legally? Doing the live streaming for David?
That's right. Filling in for Mr. Monroe.
They're probably just baited, waiting. Haley and Steve, thank you. We'll see you right here on Panthers.com. Got it.